We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Open your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, and then to Psalms, the 16th chapter. I want to talk to you about faith that talks, or faith that speaks. We begin reading in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 13. Paul says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Now, if you'll notice, and if you do a study, you'll find that Paul is quoting an Old Testament scripture found in Psalms 116, verse 10, where David said that I believed and therefore have I spoken. Paul says we also believe and therefore speak. Now, whether you realize it or not, that's what you do daily. The things that you believe, you speak. You proclaim it. You talk about it. And then there's another side to that that we may not get into too far, but I must say some about it. There's things that you don't believe. If you talk about it, speak it, and dwell on it, you will go to believing it. Because the Word says, faith cometh by hearing. Now you see, the Apostle Paul in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 17, says that faith in God and His Word comes by hearing the Word of God. Now, there's another side to that, and that is that faith in the devil or faith in someone else comes by hearing what they said. Now, you see, Paul's talking about a truth. He's not talking about the truth there. Now, if you'll learn to separate a truth from the truth, it'll help you tremendously in studying the Bible. Because when you find a truth in the Word of God, that does not mean that it is the total truth and complete truth. Like what Paul said in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Well, now that is faith in God, or His Word comes by hearing the Word of God. But then right on the other hand, the opposite to that is, or the reciprocal of that truth, is that faith in the devil comes by hearing the words of the devil. And if you're always speaking what the devil said and saying what the devil said about you, guess what you're going to believe? Because faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh. When you hear, faith cometh. You continue to hear, faith cometh. I'm amazed at the people that say, "Well, you know, the devil told me so and so." I've had them to come to me in tears saying, "Well, you know, the devil told me this, the devil told me that." Brother Capps, do you have a word from the Lord for me? Yes, I have a word from the Lord for you. Quit listening to the devil. If the devil said that, rejoice, because he's a liar and the father of it. So you know it's wrong if the devil said it. Now what we need to realize is that faith is the ability of God. Faith is the divine energy of God. It is stored in the Word of God. That's where it is. It's in the Word of God. Faith is in the Word of God. Because if faith in God comes by hearing the Word of God, then the Word of God must be filled with faith. Because if it wasn't, you couldn't get any faith from hearing the Word of God. So faith is released in words. God released His faith in words. Now let me point that out to you very vividly in the beginning there in Genesis, the first chapter. In verse 2 it says, "The earth was void without form, and there was darkness on the face of the deep, and it was covered with water." And God looked out over that darkness, and He saw darkness. And He said, "Light." Now there was no light out there. What's God doing? Is He trying to play make-believe? See, when you begin to teach the Word of God boldly, there's all kinds of ideas that people get. Why, you're just trying to play make-believe. You're saying things that are not true. Well, they may not be true in the natural, but the Word of God says they're true. Somebody said, how in the world can you say you're healed when you're sick? It's easy. Just open your mouth and say, thank God I'm healed. Well, it's not true. Well, yes, but the Word says by His stripes you were healed. It may not be true in the natural. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. What I'm doing is proclaiming what God said. Now let me show you God's pattern of it. He looked out and saw darkness and He said, light. Now see, if there'd been some of you there, you'd have tapped God on the back and said, but God, you can't say that. It's dark out there. See, He released His faith in words. What God did, He took His faith, which is a spiritual force, used words to contain it, filled His words with His faith, and spoke it out there into the darkness. And light was. It was created by the spoken Word of God. The Bible tells us that the worlds were created by the Word of God. That's the creative power of God. He releases His faith in words. Well, now somebody said, well, I can understand that, but you see, that was God. Well, just read a little further in Genesis. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. Now, how was them going to have dominion? The same way that him had dominion. Now, I know that's not good English, but it'll help you understand. By the spoken word. Whatever God says is truth. How many of you know that? Amen. See, we know that, but sometimes we forget it. What God says is truth. I'm not trying to deny what exists. God was not denying that darkness existed. He just overcame it with light. The entrance of the Word bringeth light. So if the Word is in you, you don't see darkness, you see light. You look at a problem and you say, thank God it's removed. Because as you believe, you speak. And Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many things? All things. Well, all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to him that believeth. Now here's something that we've never caught on to, the body of Christ. Is the fact that the reborn human spirit, the born again believer, is capable, the human spirit is capable of operating on the same level of faith with God. Now listen to me. If all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to him that believeth, then if him can believeth, then all things are possible with him, right? Now, I'm not saying we're there. I'm saying that it's possible to operate on that level of faith. Now, why in the world would Jesus tell us to believe something if it was impossible for us to do it? See, the scripture in Mark 11:23, when Jesus declaring to the disciples the God kind of faith and how it works, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have it. Now, if it was impossible to believe that, why in the world would Jesus go to the trouble to tell us about it? Have you ever noticed that in the department stores downtown, they never advertise things that they do not handle? I mean, have you ever seen Dillard's advertising Ford automobiles? Be foolish, wouldn't it? You go down there and say, well, I'm going to buy a car. Well, we don't handle cars. Well, you had this big ad about Ford cars. Oh, well, yeah, but we were just doing that. We really don't handle them. Well, now, that'd be the dumbest thing in the world, but God does not advertise things you cannot have. Do you realize that under the old covenant, the reason that God didn't advertise the Holy Spirit was because it was not available to everyone under the old covenant. The reason that God didn't say anything about, very little about tongues under the old covenant, is because that you couldn't enter into it. It was not for that dispensation. But it was for this dispensation. But did you notice in the new covenant, he started advertising it and talking about it? And did you notice that there was very little said about faith under the old covenant? Oh, they operated in faith, but they just simply believed what God said. But under the new covenant, he teaches you how it works and how to operate and how to gain faith. Because, you see, we live in a day when it's possible because we've been born of the Spirit of God. We're the children of God. We're capable of operating in the faith of God. And when you operate in the faith of God, when you believe, you speak what you believe. Now go with me to Psalms 116. And let's read the context of this scripture. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Now I know people that if you made a statement like that, they'd say, oh well, if it be the Lord's will. Why, you're just trying to act like God saying all these things. But you see, David found out that when you believe, you speak.
Thank you for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, before I leave the broadcast, let me remind you that all this week, our CD offer will be CD offer number 7312. That's CD offer number 7312, three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, entitled Speaking the Word of Faith. You know, it's not enough to just know about the Word of Faith. We have to speak the Word. The Bible says the word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That's the way you get it in your heart. And that's the way faith comes. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's important for you to understand that it's not enough to know what the Bible says about faith or what it says about the word, but we must have a working knowledge of the word of God. The law of faith is the law of change. And we must give voice to God's Word to change anything. And Jesus tells you how it works. In Mark 11:23, Jesus said, Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe what he saith will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So it's not enough to just talk about it. We must do it. We must get the word in our mouth and speak the word of God over the situations and circumstances of life. Say, this mountain of debt will be removed. You'll never hinder me again as long as I live. I have abundance and no lack. My God has met my need. Now, we call this the word of faith. Now, Romans 10, verse 8 says, But what saith it? Talking about the word of faith. The word is nigh thee, it is in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So it's not enough to know about it. You've got to speak the word of faith. That's offer number 7312, three CDs entitled Speaking the Word of Faith. They're $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.